Aave V4 turns on SVR to recapture liquidation, MEV Aave founder Stany Kulechov posted on May 21, 2026, that Smart Value Recapture, or SVR, is now active on Aave V4. The mechanism reroutes a portion of the value previously captured by MEV searchers during liquidations back into the protocol itself. It is one of the first production deployments of SVR on a top-tier money market since Chainlink Labs introduced the design. The announcement is short, but the implication for DeFi economics is not. A quiet revenue leak finally plugged every time an Aave position falls under its required health factor. The protocol allows liquidators to repay part of the debt in exchange for collateral at a discount. The size and timing of those liquidations are visible on-chain. Sophisticated searchers compete to front-run, back-run, or sandwich the trades, and a meaningful slice of the discount ends up in the wallets of MEV bots and validators, rather than the lending pool. SVR sits in the Oracle update path. When a Chainlink price update is about to trigger a liquidation, the Oracle transaction itself is auctioned. The winning searcher still gets to liquidate. But the difference between the Oracle bid price and the open MEV market clears back to the protocol, and indirectly to the asset suppliers whose collateral is being touched. The exact split between Aave's DAO treasury and supplier-side returns is governed by protocol parameters and is expected to be tuned over the next several governance cycles. V4 was built for this Aave V4, which began its phased rollout earlier in 2026, was designed around a unified liquidity layer and modular risk premiums. That structure makes it easier to plug in mechanisms like SVR without rewriting the lending core, because the Oracle and liquidation modules are deliberately decoupled. Aave V3, by contrast, would have required deeper changes to integrate SVR cleanly. Stany has telegraphed for over a year that MEV internalization would be one of V4's headline features, alongside GHO interest-bearing collateral and the unified hub-and-spoke architecture. In other words, this is not a surprise. It is the activation of a feature that was on the V4 roadmap. The news here is that the switch has actually been flipped in production, not that the concept exists. The number will matter more than the announcement. The harder question is how much money SVR actually returns to Aave. A 2024 study from Chainlink Labs put recoverable Oracle-driven MEV on large lending protocols at roughly 0.7% to 1.5% of total liquidation flow, which translated to single-digit millions of dollars per year at the time. Aave's V3 has processed tens of billions in cumulative liquidations across its lifetime, so even a small percentage can add up over a cycle. But MEV markets are reflexive. As soon as SVR becomes the dominant path, searchers adjust their strategies and bid more aggressively, which can either compress or expand the recaptured value depending on competition. The first 3 months of on-chain data, especially during a volatile drawdown, will tell the real story. At publication, BTC is trading at $70.75-$74, ETH at $2,326. And the fear and greed index sits at 40, neutral, per coin market cap. That kind of choppy, range-bound tape produces frequent small liquidations rather than a single waterfall, which is a fair test environment for SVR's economics. Implications beyond Aave. If SVR delivers measurable revenue to Aave V4, the design becomes a template. Other top 5 lending and perps protocols already use Chainlink oracles and could integrate similar logic with limited rewrites. Maker, Spark, Morpho, and several perps venues have all been studying Oracle-level value recapture. There's also a quieter consequence. MEV searchers running liquidation-only strategies have grown into a sizable cottage industry. Routing a portion of that flow back to the lending side erodes some of their margin, which may accelerate consolidation among the smaller searchers and push activity toward larger, vertically integrated firms. For users supplying assets to Aave, the practical takeaway is that liquidation-related earnings should improve over time without any change in deposit or borrow behavior. The mechanism works in the background.